We're up to the tefillah of Mizmor L'Saida. The Beis Yosef brings from the Archos Chaim that a person, when he says Mizmor L'Saida, he should sing it with a niggun, with a song, because Chazal tell us, Kol Shasiris Hasidim is batel, all the shiris are going to come batel, except Chutz Mizmor L'Saida. The soul says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, Siftes. Therefore, a person should be careful to sing it when he says it. Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't know why people are not careful with it to sing it. Mizmor L'Saida, it's Halacha Shulchan Aruch that one should sing it with a song because of the chashivas of the shira of this song. Now, why do we say Mizmor L'Saida here in davening? So the Torah says the reason is because David was masakin to say it every day in front of the Aron. Maybe the Rekeach adds that Mizmor L'Saida is keneged the Karban Taida. And David HaMelech used to bring a lot of Karban Taidas, as we find in Chazal many times. He was in danger, and therefore he brought many Karban Taidas. Therefore, David HaMelech was masakin a special tefillah to say with the Karban Taida. Now, why do we say it every day? Because there's Arba Tzrichim Lahaydis, there's four people that have to bring a Karban Taidah to Hashem. And Mizmor L'Saida is the, Rashi and Tehillim says, is the capital that one says when he brings a Karban Taidah. And therefore it has in it the Rekech, the Rebbe Yochai say, the name of Hashem, of Yod, and then Hey, four times connected the four people that have to bring the Karban Taidah. Now the Gaon says that we say it every day because we're Yotzim Mibeis HaAsurim. And one of the four people that has to say Hoidot HaShem is Yotzim Mibeis HaAsurim. The simple meaning of the Gaon is, like we say every morning, the Bracha of Mater HaAsurim. And the Rishonim explained getting up out of bed is similar to being taken out of jail. Chofetz Chaim says that the jail of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bed. And HaShem locks people up in the bed that they can't move. When the Rechmanel Atzad don't have the physical ability, they're sick, they're weak. They don't have the ability to move, and one of them's in sleeping, he's kilu, he's in jail. So we wake up in the morning, we make a bracha that Hashem took us out of jail, and therefore, simply one could say that that's the simple meaning of the going, that Hashem is mater asurim. Rav Tali Hatz in the Siddur HaGra brings a different explanation, which is based upon deep thoughts. I try to explain it a little bit to the best of my understandings. Rav Tali Hatz says that the reason that we say Mizmor L'Saida where Yotzim Beis Asurim is because the klipas, so to keep a person in jail, so to speak, keeps a person Beis Asurim, and therefore, now that we're going out of the klipas, we say this tefillah. Now what does it mean that we go out of the klipas, and why does it correspond to this part of the davening? So it's Yedua from the Goyim, B'chaim Vital, others, that there's four parts of davening Kegege, the four Adomis of Abiyo. The first part, Chelik Brochet, to Baruch Shalmar, is the Adom Asiyo. Baruch Shalmar onward is the Adom Yitzira. So after Baruch Shalmar, we went up to the Adom Yitzira. That itself seemingly is not what takes us out of the klipas, because then we should say it before Ha'idu in the Sech Ashkenaz. And furthermore, we see that the set over from the Chofetz Chaim that brought down from the Rishayim, the Matan Moshe brings down from the Rishayim, the Pesukei Dezimra is called Pesukei Dezimra because it's Zimra, it prunes the klipas that are between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, even the Olam of Pesukei Dezimra, there's still klipas. So what does it mean we're Yatzim Beis Asurim if we still there's still klipas there? But I think Hagufa is the Pshat. The Pesukei Dezimra prunes, it cuts away these klipas that are between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Mishnah Berurah and others tell us from the Rishayim. Therefore, after we said Haidu, we already cut away the klipas between us and Hashem, so to speak, we're out of, from underneath the pressure of these klipas that have been created between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are locking us up, that we, our tefillahs can't go up. And since we started saying Pesukei Dezimra, Pesukim that prune, the klipas and get them out of our way. Therefore, we yotzim beis asurim, and we could say mizmor l'saida HaKadosh Baruch Hu to thank Hashem for enabling us through Haidu to break out of the klipas and be able to have a way that tefillas could be in the skabel. Pidush, to add a little bit why we say it after Haidu. So we said last week that the Shalom and the Yavet say, because we're the end of Haidu, is Ashir Hashem ki gamal aloy, that the Nisach Hashem v'chol yoyim v'yoyim, that Hashem does with us. One can add a little bit more to that. That at the end of Haidu we said, Hashem was noich Hashem l'kecha amalcha meret mitzrayim, and kudua ilo l'kol yoyitza kodesh baruch hu, avasenim mitzrayim, hayu adu b'nei b'neinim, shabadam yinu l'parav in mitzrayim. We would be to Mitzrayim, and we set up with some cipher, it's a Haidah, not only on the Gashmis of leaving but Mitzrayim, but Amalcha means on the Ruchnias of leaving but Mitzrayim. So that base Asurim, the jail of Mitzrayim, the physical and the spiritual jail of Mitzrayim that we just thank Hashem for leaving for, that Kenzad is the Yaitzim base Asurim that we are thanking Hashem for taking us out of that jail, and therefore we're thanking Hashem for it. Now we start off saying Mizmor L'Saido. The mizmor that said in the carbon toido, Hariyo Hashem. Hariyo means call out in a loud voice, to make noise, to Hashem, call haaretz, all the people of the land. Now why are we saying Hariyo Hashem, call haaretz? Why does it not suffice that we should say Hoido on our own, that we thank Hashem for what Hashem did to us? Why do we have to mix in others? Rav Avigdor Miller explains this in three ways that all lead to each other. They all lend themselves to each other. They work in conjunction with each other. When Hashem does a person a taiva, a person realizes, number one, that I'm such a big taiva, and whatever he could do with the pinu malshir kayam l'shenein arina with kam and galov, we can't do enough to thank Hashem for everything that he does, and nothing we could do is enough. So he wants other people to help him to thank Hashem, to make more praise to Hashem. True, even what other people do when they join him, it's still not going to be enough, as we say in Nishmas. But at least it will be somewhat more. Copy the Chayv HaGadol, copy the multitude, the great amount that's incumbent upon us to thank Hashem. So a little bit more could be done when he has other people join him. Therefore he asks other people, Hariyo Hashem Kol Haaretz, all of mankind join me in my thanking and praising Hashem to add to what I'm doing. So it should be more than what I want to do it individually. Then he says when a person realizes that's not just the nace that Hashem does from him, that he saved him from one of these four situations of Abatrich and the Haidus, but there's Nisach Hashem Choyoyim V'yoyim. Like the Malbim says, that's what we're really thanking Hashem for when we bring the Taida. It's not just the Nisim of the Nisim Gluyim, but it's the Nisim, the Nistorim, the Nisim and Teva that happened daily that we're also thanking Hashem for. And therefore he says, I came to that car through this scenario, the situation that I was in that caused me to realize that Hashem is making nisim for me. But you, everybody else in the world, should also realize that Hashem is constantly making nisim for us all, and therefore we should all praise and thank Hashem. And then he adds a third machshava. When a person thinks that, realizes that the Bar Olam is the Bar Manik Kol Habruim, so a person realizes that Hashem is a Kol Yochel Miuchel, and everybody's Mechuyev to serve him. So when a person has a master, he wants everybody should serve his master. So therefore, so to speak, we're telling everybody that it's incumbent upon them to serve Hashem, and therefore they should join you in the Shira of Hashem. Now the Chayadim says, Kala Aretz refers to more than just Klal Yisrael, but it sounds like everybody. So when will that be? He's Masber, the ultimate will come, Las Alavoy. The ultimate kiyum of this shira will be Las Alavoy, when the Kol Haaretz, even the Goyim, will sing shira to Hashem. Then we continue. Sorry, why do we use such a lashon? A mizmor l'saida, Hariyo Hashem Kol Haaretz. Why don't we use the Lashon of Hariyu? Why don't we use the Lashon of Shiru? Ra'anu, there's many the shyness of Shiru. To say Shiru B'kol, why don't we use the Lashon of Hariyu? So Reb Chaim Vital says the reason is because all Karbanos come on a Chet, except for the Karban Toido. So the person bringing the Karma Taida when he's in the Beis HaMikdash and he sees somebody else bringing a Chatas, an Asham, or even an Oila, which is Baal Asay, or a Makshavo, a person could think, come to thoughts of Gaiva, look how much better I am than everybody else. Therefore we say Hariu, which is a Lashon of Tira B'Sheva Barzel, to rule over them, to rule them with an iron rod. Therefore, we say a real Hashem Kalaretz. We should be under Malchus Hayis Barach. But we're bringing a karmatay that we shouldn't come Bali Gaiva and Hori to say that we're bringing a karma not like other people, but a real Hashem. We should become a Maritz of Mekadesh Baruch Hu. The Maggid Tzedek says in a similar vein that before we get to the next pasuk of Ivdu as Hashem B'Simcha, a person has to have first Yiras Hashem. And a person has to be Mekabel Machusay Yisbarach. And we have to have Yerif HaMakadosh Baruch Hu and Pachar. And then, that's before we come to Avodah. And then afterwards is the next pasuk of Ivdu at Hashem B'Simcha. B'Shas Avodah Shev Simcha. The Rekach says there's two psukim. Here the pasuk says Ivdu at Hashem B'Simcha. There's another pasuk that says Ivdu at Hashem B'Yira. And it's coming to tell a person that both of them are necessary in Avodah Hashem. And whichever one's lacking, make sure to balance it with the other one. If a person's B'Yira, he has to make sure he has Simcha as well in his Avodah. And if a person has Simcha, a person has to make sure he has Yira as well. And if a person has Yira, he has to make sure he has Simcha as well. Maggid Tzedek says that's what this pasuk is. Harei Hashem Kalaretz. First, a person has to have Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's in general. But then when it comes time for Avodas Hashem, we say, Ivdu as Hashem b'Simcha, serve Hashem b'Simcha, Boru l'fanav, come in front of Hashem b'Ernono. Now, how does a person serve Hashem b'Simcha? How does a person come to that his avodah should be an avodah of simcha? So Chaim Volozhiner used to say that the pasuk says in Devarim, in the Teichcha, Tachas Shelavat Hashem Lekarecho B'Simcha V'Tov Leivov Mirov Kol. And the next pasuk says V'Vanto Seivecho. When a person thinks he's serving his enemy, when he's serving somebody he doesn't want to serve, then he serves him, then it's a burden on him. But when a person serves somebody that he wants to serve, when he's happy to do it, then he can do it b'simcha. The Malbim says that the reason why we're over Hashem b'simcha is for two reasons. Because there's instant pay, not like anybody else who works for somebody else. But over here there's instant pay, there's the Kurvas Hashem. There's the Kurvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the instant gratification from the Avodah, and therefore different than everything else, the Avodah itself can be b'simcha. But more than that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us so many atavos. Mashal to a father that does so much to a child, that the child wants to do back for the parent, to repay them, and they're happy when they can do it. So therefore the Avodah should be b'simcha, because we're happy to be able to do something kaviyacho for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Pivarsky explains the words of the Kotzker, why we're not b'simcha in Avodas Hashem. It's because b'simcha v'tuv leiv v'mirav kol, that we have simcha v'tuv leiv v'mirav kol. Because when a person has simcha and other things, that distracts from the simcha of HaKadosh, what he has in Hashem. But when a person is fully focused on having simcha, only if a person minimizes simcha and other things, then he'll be able to serve Hashem b'simcha. The Shav Shav Ha'er says, Ivdu at Hashem b'simcha doesn't just mean the Avodas HaTfilah of Ketfilah and Kabbanis, but it means our entire Avodas Hashem should be b'simcha. And how do you come to Shimcha when Ivdu, when your singular focus is fully on being Avodas Hashem, then the Avodas Hashem could be b'simcha. Shimon Shapinkas adds that we should be happy that we're able to serve Hashem. This, that we're able to serve Hashem, should bring to the biggest happiness. And the simcha one reaches through this is much greater than any other simcha. There's a story told of Reb Leib Mitelz that one time the army came into Telz when they captured the city and they were looking how to get to the next city, but everyone was hiding from them, they were scared of them. And a general in charge of the army, who was also a philosopher, went with them, and they were going around from place to place, but since everybody was hiding from them, they couldn't find anybody. They came to the shul, and they found Reb Leib sitting there with his talis and tefillin, sitting and learning. So they took him to show them the way how to get to the next city. So Reb Leib took with him his gemara, and he started walking, dressed in his talis and tefillin. And the entire time, while he was walking, he was learning and showing them the way. When it came time for Tfilas Mincha, he started going off the path into the forest. And they got all upset at him, the army, what's he doing to them? But the general thought that maybe he was showing them a treasure, because he saw that he was a righteous person, and he wasn't playing any games with him and to do anything wrong to them. So he started following after him by himself with a small group, and he left everybody else on the main road. When he saw that he got to a tree, he washed his hands by a brook and started davening. Takalish Baruch Hu. And he started davening to Hashem with such simcha of the kim of the Ibdu Hashem with simcha that his face radiated from the simcha. The general that was sitting there was so nispoiled from this. The simcha that he had, that he told the people that came to greet him in the new city, that came to bring him bread and water, that you should know, I don't know what I'm habo, yidin, goyim, who's right, who's not. And his Adam Haba I for sure can't get because he's a holy man. But one thing I'm jealous of, his Adam Haza, how happy he is in this world at the time that he's Ayyid Hashem. That happiness I'm jealous of. And that's something that I wish I could have for myself. So he said, so this is the Ayyid Hashem, the Simcha, the ultimate Simcha is through Ayyid Hashem. There have been a Bachio. In the Akdamah to Parshas Nasi says something fascinating. That simply we think that Avodas Hashem needs to be done by Simcha. Rabbi Nebachia says, no. Simcha itself is a form of Avodas Hashem. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. You do it, yeah, Simcha b'maisa, mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Simcha that a person has when he does a mitzvah is a mitzvah in its own right. Ukshem sha mitzvah Avodas Hashem is barach. Just like a mitzvah is Avodas Hashem. Kach ha-simcha, so to the Simcha. Ala mitzvah nekras Avodah. The Simcha itself is called Avodah. This is what the Torah tells us. If duas Hashem b'simcha, b'yokia simcha shleimus ha'avoido. The simcha is the shleimus of the avoido. Therefore, the Bein Bachit teaches not that how should you be over Hashem with simcha, but with what should you be over Hashem. There's a form of avoido Hashem called simcha, and that's the avoido Hashem that we're telling you to do. So the pasuk says, if duas Hashem b'simcha, do the avoido Hashem b'simcha. Boy lefana b'rinano, come in front of him a song. Du, you should know, ki Hashem hu elikim. Hashem is our Hashem. So what is the continuation of the pasuk before to this pasuk? So the Alshik explains in two ways, because we just said Ivdas Hashem is simcha boy lufana b'rinana. So first thing I have a question, how can I come to find Hashem with happy? I have so much sorrows, burdens, tears in life, so much worries. I have so much going wrong for me in my life. I have so much tzar. How can I be besimcha even in such a situation before Hashem? So we tell the person, Duki Hashem hu alikim. Everything comes from Hashem. And Hashem has a plan. Hu ha-son of le'anachnu ami v'tzai marisoi. We are the Hashem created us. He made us. We're His. And we're the flock that He shepherds. And just like the shepherd takes care of his flock, so too Hashem takes care of us. And we don't have to have any worries. Shimshon Pinkus explained, just like the sheep don't know of any worries, so too we should be totally dependent on Hashem and not have any worries. So that's what we're telling you, that don't say you can't have simcha because of what's going on in your life. Because you should know that Hashem, who elikim, ba'al takav, ba'al kodesh, ba'al kodesh, kulam, can take care of you. And not only could He take care of you, but who has son of Elayim Achnu? We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He created us and He owns us. I'm with Tzai Marisoi. And therefore a person doesn't have to be worried. But he says on the flip side, it's also telling a person that when a person needs b'simcha, it shouldn't come to halulus chas v'shalom. But a person always has to remain, like we said, gilu b'ra'ado, diuki Hashem hu elikim. A person has to be fearful of Hashem at all times and have a pacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we say, hu asanu, Hashem made us. V'loy anachnu, now v'loy, we are His. V'loy is spelled with an aleph. So the Chofetz Chaim used to explain, b'shem the Ibn Magid, that what's coming to tell us is that there was a mashal, two partners that were on a trip, and they were going on the road, and one partner fell asleep in the wagon. So the other partner pickpocketed him while he was sleeping and took out his wallet. When he woke up, his friend said to him, "Where's my wallet?" He realized his wallet was missing. He asked his friend, "Where's my wallet?" He says, "What do you want from me? I didn't take it. It must have been somebody else." So the partner that fell asleep told him, "I can't tell you for certainty it was you because I saw you doing it. But there's a different way I could guarantee that it was you. Because there's only two people here, me and you. And it wasn't me that took it. So obviously it was you." So too over here we say, "V'loy anachnu." Loy with an aleph, says the Chofetz Chaim. We weren't around b'shas that the very Adam created the world and Hashem created us. But we know, v'loy anachnu. We didn't create ourselves with an aleph. Therefore, v'loy anachnu. It must be that Hashem was the one that created us. Amoy. We are the Am Hashem. And Shasha Maharish explains that it's going back on the v'loy anachnu. That Hashem made us as His nation. Hashem created us not only as individuals, but as a nation. Hashem created us. And we're not created like all of the nations that come through either that the nations created themselves, either democracy, or through a dictator, that the dictator created the nation. But our nation is the only nation, Hashem Schwab adds, that has no atzmi, it has no independence, because we didn't create ourselves, we're not an independent nation. But our entire essence, the entire being of the nation of Kali Yisrael comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mepharshim add that Hashem made us into an Am and He chose us before we were anything. When it was only the office, before we were even an Am, that's the Veloy. But we are the Am of Hashem. That Hashem created us into the nation. Hashem made us into the nation. V'tzoy ma'aritzin, Hashem constantly takes care of us. Not only did He create us and are we His, says the Malbim, but Hashem constantly takes care of us, just like a shepherd takes care of his flock. And we can be totally dependent and rely on Hashem to take care of us. The Rekach adds that there's a v'loy and v'loy, because if we serve Hashem properly, we're nikra banim, and if not, we're on a lower madrego. So v'loy anachnu, when we're v'loy with a vav, then we're amoy. But when we're v'loy with an aleph, we're not fully given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we're tzay marisai. We're only tzay marisai, we're not zeicha to be the am of Hashem. Chofetz Chaim, going back to the topic of Simcha B'Shas Asiyas Mitzvah, the Chofetz Chaim brings in Shmiras Haloshin, and the Sich Yitzchak brings it up here in the Siddur from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that the Ruach HaKadosh that he was Zeicha to and everything that came because he was B'Simcha B'Shas Asiyas Mitzvah. From the Simcha that he had, that the time that he did a Mitzvah, this brought him, which is greater than the Arizal said, than the Simcha from that a person has from Gan Eden, that he would have from Gan Eden, the Simcha that he had from a Mitzvah. This brought him to be Masik, everything that he was Zeicha, to be Masik through Ruach HaKadosh. Because of the Simcha that he had, B'Shas Asiyas HaMitzvah, through doing the Mitzvah, the Simcha that he was able, that he had, the HaMitzvah, allowed him to merit everything that he came to. The Sefer Shemesh Avodah says, when a person says these words, "Uki Hashem Elokim, who is son of Leinachnu," a person has to have in mind that it will be Maisa Nevesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since Hashem made us and created us and founded us and owns us. So therefore we have to be Maisa Nevesh and Avodah Sabayre to serve Hashem, that we have to give our utmost and our all to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are His. We have to be Kabbalah on ourselves to serve Him properly. This is an explanation of Sukkim. The rest of the capital we'll do Beis Hashem next week. Just so Shem Pinkus explains this, that we find the concept over here that we tell people, if there's Hashem B'Simcha, that we tell Aril Hashem Kol Haaretz, we're asking other people to daven. Why are we encouraging other people to daven? Why does Hashem want other people to daven to Him? What's the purpose of it? Somebody once asked him, he said, it looks like Hashem needs people's praise, Chas V'Shalom, it looks like that. What's going on over here? If Shem Pinkus explained that just like a child that's sick and doesn't want to eat, a parent can force feed it. So it looks like your parent's trying to force a child into something, but really what it's trying to do is give the child life. Tefillah is the makar rachias, it's a connection to the Ba'alim, which is the ultimate source of chias. Therefore Hashem is the father that has pity on the child and wants realizes what's the child's life and begs his child to do what's good for the child. Hashem wants to daven for him, people should thank him, to sing shiras of Hashem, to daven Hashem, because that's what's for our good, that's what we need. And therefore Hashem wants what's for us, for our good, tells us, go ahead and daven. The person should daven to Hashem, because the person needs to take care of what's for his good.